Welcome to today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care, a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola High School boys track coach Matt Oliver about the season being canceled.
Talking Indianola boys track with head coach Matt Oliver. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Unfortunately, we got some tough news. So before we go back in time to talk a little bit about the preparation for the season, talk about the season being canceled and what you had to say to the squad.
Yeah, well, you know, it's still pretty fast to us, but we had 11 seniors on our squad this year, and we'd just kind of try to reach out to everybody. And while it wasn't completely unexpected, it's heartbreaking for those kids that had put in a lot of, not only this year, but in the years leading up to this. Looking forward to having a great season this year, and it doesn't happen. So it's tough. I just try to tell them to keep their heads up and try to put, you know, it in perspective as far as life is concerned. But these are never fun or easy conversations to have with these young men.
Well, and I know that the Indians athletic season going back even to last summer after the track season ended, it kind of felt like there was a bit of positivity, a bit of momentum, I think, moving forward. We saw it in football. We saw it in the winter sports. And there were so many of these athletes coming forward, and I think they were really getting ready for spring. So kind of talk about that practice and what you saw as far as that momentum, I guess we'll call it.
Yeah, well, you know, we started in late February, and we had about 78 guys on the team, and 11 of those, 11 seniors on our team. And they were guys that are not only great track and field guys, but they're great in many of the sports that they play, and they're great young men. So, you know, looking back to last year, we really put things together well at the end of the year and going into the state meet. Had set some school records, had some place winners, and a lot of those guys that were participants last year were coming back and were going to be seniors for us this year and had a good off season, and we're going to be great team leaders, and we're great team leaders first for those 4 weeks. And then, honestly, the last time we met as a team was the Thursday before spring break when this is all starting to kind of manifest. And we talked about, you know, if we didn't come back from spring break for a couple of weeks, what that may look like. But to be honest with you, never did we envision that it would be the rest of our season. And that, you know, I believe it was March 13th would be the last time that we'd get together. So it's crushing. It's heartbreaking. But they'll emerge from this. They'll be stronger from this, and they'll go on to be great husbands and fathers and members of the community. So, yeah, it's tough. It really is.
Well, let's talk about those 11 seniors again. I know, like you said, it's tough. It's not an easy thing to do, but talk about them and their lasting impact on the program.
Yeah, they're great kids. I think all but a couple of them were 4-year guys for us. They were great leaders for us. They're great students. Excelled in a lot of different things. But they're just great kids to be around. And so, you know, obviously we missed the highlights of winning things in a track meet and being state qualifiers and Drake Relays place winners and things like that. But I miss just being around these guys, especially our seniors. They're good men. They're good leaders. And our younger guys really thrived off of them and their leadership in those roles. So that's tough. That's going to be really, really tough to replace. And it's just heartbreaking that they put in all the hard work. You know, not only in the off season, but we require 2 practices a day out of our kids in February and March, and they put in that, and they're just getting ready to reap the benefits of going to the track meets and performing really, really well. And it unfortunately just didn't happen for them.
Well, I'm kind of putting you on the spot here because I'm sure you haven't thought about this much, but talk about the future of the program. I know it's basically obviously just the year lost at this point. There, no one knows about the summer or fall, about kids staying in shape. I guess, what are you doing as track coach to be able to try and get the message to these kids that, hey, we still have some future to fight for those underclassmen?
Yeah, you know, we've throughout this whole pandemic, these basically 4 weeks we've been out of school and out of practicing together, we communicate at least weekly, where I send out, I've been sending out workouts to them. And you know what, we'll get past this as a program. And it's not, you know, it's the freshmen that didn't get to have an opportunity to see what high school track is like. And then the sophomores and juniors that are really building towards the pinnacle of their careers, you know, being their senior year. And like I said, it's heartbreaking for these seniors. They just, those guys had put in so much work. They've had so much success up to this point, and they were really looking forward to it. You know, a lot of seniors coming into their second semester of their senior year, they look forward to their sports. They look forward to prom. They look forward to graduation. And unfortunately, a lot of those things have been taken away from them. So before we start looking into to next year and what our program looks like with the kids coming back, you just kind of want to take a deep breath and reach out to these seniors and see if there's anything you can do for them. Because most people that have been involved with sports understand that senior year is a special time no matter what sport you're playing. For the parents, for the grandparents, for the kids, for the siblings, for the community, it's just heartbreaking that something like this gets taken away from them. But we also understand that we need to do what's in the best interest of the health of our community and our state and our country. So,
thanks to Matt Oliver for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care, a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center.